Greetings. This is Maitri, Wabi Sabi Woman, coming to you on Monday, March the 27th, 2017. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon. It has been about a month and a half since I started recording these podcasts, and I am taking a look at doing them, because the whole purpose behind doing podcasts was that I hoped that I had something to share that would be of value to others, that might bring some help or hope or comfort to others who were wabi-sabi in the world. The embracing fitting out when you never really fit in, as I've talked about, which is my free ebook when you sign up for my mailing list. I have been thinking and talking about ways that I fit out, and I know others feel that they fit out as well. And yet, when I come to these days and recording, which I really look forward to, it's something that I really want to be able to do. And like I said, recording the podcast has become like a daily practice for me, recording what I call the holy moments, which really are the most ordinary things in life. Sitting here listening to my little pugs snoring under my work table, or putting the dishes away, or going outside with the pugs and getting a little bit of fresh air, having a friend for the weekend and cooking. All of these things are not extraordinary. They're just the ordinary moments of daily life. And these are the things that I cling to and celebrate during this time when my life seems to be ruled by anxiety and kind of a shrinking of my world, as I spoke about yesterday, which is a very curious thing to me. When things that were important to you in your life, that really meant something, that you got excited about and happy about, seem to kind of disappear from the scene and don't seem to have a part in your life anymore, or bring you joy or make you excited about doing them, you find yourself at a loss. And that's the way I have been feeling. I guess it's depression, and depression is a curious creature, because you think about sobbing in the corner somewhere, but that's really not what depression always is. It can be about coming to a period of time where you have a flat affect, where there is nothing that excites you or brings you great joy, and I don't know why that is. When I stop and I think of the things that I'm grateful for, I have a great many things that I'm grateful for. First and foremost, always my children, whom I love dearly and with my whole heart, and their families, my grandchildren, my children-in-law. And I love them all so much. I love my three little pugs, who are my little darlings, that are here with me, that are by my side all day long, that follow me wherever I go, that sleep with me at night or curl up with me during the day and take a nap. I have dear friends, sweet Noni that comes to cook with me on the weekend, and others, friends that are online and that take the time to answer me when I write in and say, I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time. I woke again with anxiety at my back. That people take time to answer is a precious thing indeed. And I'm reading a book that I spoke about. I've forgotten the title now. It will come to me in just a moment. First We Make the Beast Beautiful, that book on anxiety by Sarah Wilson. I'm reading it now, and it's very good. And she talks about a lot of strategies for dealing with anxiety, from meditation to breathing to exercise. There are a lot of helpful things, but she has had anxiety since she was a child, and she is also bipolar, and she has obsessive compulsive disorder, and she has physical ailments that come from dealing with anxiety for so long and not taking care of herself. Hashimoto's disease, a thyroid disease, and she has suffered very much, so her ways of finding peace have been hard won, and I listen very carefully at the things that she has to say about what might be helpful, and I look forward to reading the rest of that book. I am doing everything that I possibly can to combat this time of anxiety, and as I do these podcasts and share my anxiety journey with all of you, I hope that I can have something to say that might be of comfort, or at least make you feel like you're not so all alone if you are listening to the podcast. I have been trying to figure out if continuing the podcasts is a service, is something that is of value to others, and it's something that I honestly am looking very hard at, because while I like doing the podcasts, it means something to me, I don't want to speak every day about something that is just going to become so old hat, there's nothing of value left. So if anything that I'm talking about in the podcasts has meaning for you, if the podcasts are just listening to them mean something to you, I would love to hear that from you, and it will help me decide what to do. It may be that I drop back from recording every day to three times a week or something else. For me, as I said again, it has become a daily practice. It's something that on the hard days, recording my podcast is something that I can do here from my comfort zone and make me feel like I'm contributing in some small way. But it's something that I am thinking a great deal about. We're at the beginning of a new week, and I will be cleaning house this week in bits and pieces as I can, because my son Aaron and his wife Stephanie and baby Atlas, who's about 9, almost 10 months old now, will be coming on Sunday for a visit, and I'm very excited about that. And the next weekend, my daughter Jennifer will be coming to town with her husband Andrew, and the little boys, 2 and 5 years old, Silas and Pierce. So it is going to be a wonderful time ahead with family coming in, and I am indeed looking very forward to that. So onward and upward and away I go into the days, and trying to make them the best days that I possibly can. And I wish good days for all of you. Let me hear from you if you can.